they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli forces conducting one of the largest raids in decades in the occupied West Bank. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Brit Clement.
At least 11 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces in the north of the West Bank in the biggest raid in years. Troops surrounding a main hospital in Jenin. Videos showing bulldozers tearing through streets. Water gushing down a road after the destruction of a main water line. The IDF says its forces are carrying out a counter-terrorism operation in Jenin and Tulkarm.
Special Counsel Jack Smith filing a superseding indictment in Donald Trump's January 6th election interference case. The streamlined charges were designed to focus on Trump's time as a candidate, not president, following the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. The Surgeon General has released a new advisory today on parenting and stress. It says financial worries, concern about health and well-being of their kids, and the dangers of social media are weighing on parents' minds. Almost half say they're stressed most days. This is ABC News. Some fresh warnings from Russia's foreign minister.
Sergei Lavrov reminding all that Moscow has protocols in place for using nuclear weapons, which he says American officials know very well. With regard to the Ukraine incursion into Kursk and the possible use of longer-range missiles, he adds the U.S.-led West is playing with fire, playing with matches like little children, a very dangerous thing, he says, for grown-ups entrusted with nuclear weapons in one country or another. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Search teams rescuing a man caught in the Colorado mountains after being left behind by co-workers during an office retreat. The man says he got separated from his group when a storm set in. And actor Channing Tatum at one point apparently really hated doing laundry so much that he now admits in an interview he just kept buying new shirts instead of washing the ones he already had. He says the year 2000 was the year of the fresh white tea. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing is everything. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today, our high 79 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the east at 5 to 10. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, shower, scattered thunderstorms, 85 with some heavy rain, a half inch to an inch or more possible tomorrow through tomorrow night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz will be in Wisconsin on Labor Day. Minnesota governor and his wife Gwen will visit Milwaukee Monday as a part of several Labor Day events for the Harris-Walz campaign to highlight unions in battleground states. Surge in COVID-19 in Wisconsin to start the school year. Wastewater monitoring data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services shows the concentration of the virus is at its highest since this past February. 12 municipalities around the state showed COVID levels considered very high. And corn mazes around Wisconsin celebrate the coming of the NFL draft. With the kickoff of the NFL regular season nearing, corn mazes with football-themed designs will open throughout September in Ripon, Chilton, Stevens Point, and Bondwell. The draft is expected to draw a 250,000 fans to Wisconsin. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Culbison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Culbison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Culbison terminal near you.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
It's summertime and the living is speedy. At NTech, we're providing a free back-to-school speed boost to all our existing fiber internet customers this August. Whether you're doing schoolwork or simply streaming your favorite videos, you'll experience faster internet at no extra cost. New customers can be ready for back-to-school season by signing up for fiber internet with NTech. Call us at 715-672-4204 or visit ntech.net today.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, and Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Mondovi City Council is looking at reviewing the ordinance fees and fines for camping at Tourist Park after discovering there are no fines listed in the ordinance. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says the city needs to have the legal right to fine those who break ordinance rules.
Like any municipality, there's sometimes we adopt rules and change rules, but we forget to include the punishment or the fee schedule with that. So, you know, we don't like to administer fines and punishments for folks that don't follow the rules, but we also have to have the legal right to do that. So really what we're doing is just incorporating a fee schedule that says, look, if you're out here breaking the rules, you're going to be subject to a fine or forfeiture. So that's really what the purpose was there.
The review was started after some people who were camping down at Tourist Park for over 7 days and not paying the camping fees, both of which violate the city ordinance. A Western Wisconsin airman who was a World War II prisoner of war has been laid to rest in Onalaska. More than 100 people turned out for Sergeant Jack Holfield's funeral earlier this week. He was in the Army Air Corps and was captured in the Philippines in 1942. He died in a Japanese POW camp. His remains were found and identified back in May. He was originally from Trempealeau, but was laid to rest in his family's hometown of Onalaska. Some of those family members said they thought Holfield would never come home. The Boys and Girls Club in Chippewa Falls is officially open. The club cut the ribbon on its newly expanded building yesterday. The new center has bigger rec rooms, a new teen room, and added space for activities. There are also new bathrooms and new elevator. CEO Jeff Jaeger says the new building will help them meet to kids where they're at. The new building has been in the works since last year. Wisconsin's Study Committee on AI is taking a look at healthcare this week. The committee will hear from UW Health, the dean of UW Oshkosh's School of Nursing, and Rogers Behavioral Health at a hearing tomorrow. The study committee is looking at possible regulations for AI. The governor's task force on AI that looked into how artificial intelligence will change the state's workforce, the committee issued a report that didn't have many specifics or suggestions for future state laws. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
A dental program for children in Wisconsin has been renewed for the 25th year. The Department of Health Services says the Seal a Smile program brings preventative dental services directly to schools across the state. Last year, more than 86,000 students received free dental sealants, which DHS says prevents most cavities. The department says students with dental pain from cavities or other oral health issues are three times more likely to miss school. More information is available on the DHS.wisconsin.gov website. A Northwoods community is asking for state and federal help to negotiate road access with tribal officials. The Lac des Flambeaux tribe and the town of Lac des Flambeaux have been in discussions for over a year after the tribe cut off public access to roads on their reservation that lead to private homes. Tribal leaders have demanded that the town pay easements that have been neglected for over a decade. The town held a meeting last week with elected officials while it tries to broker a $1.8 million deal with the tribe that would secure easements for 50 years. The tribe, however, is asking for $10 million. A former candidate for Minnesota governor has had his lawsuit against Lifetime Fitness dismissed by the Minnesota Court of Appeals. Hugh McTavish sued the company after the fitness center terminated his membership in 2022. McTavish refused to remove political flyers that he placed on cars in the Lifetime parking lot, claiming the company was trying to violate his right to free speech. A lower court dismissed the case, and then McTavish appealed. The Court of Appeals noted that private businesses have the right to restrict political speech on their property, and that McTavish was given the opportunity to remove the flyers before his membership was revoked. Both independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy and Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein will be on the Wisconsin ballot in November. The State Elections Commission decided yesterday that the two would join nominees Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Kennedy dropped out of the race last Friday and asked the WEC not to put him on the ballot. The commission says a candidate cannot withdraw their name after filing to be on the ballot unless they die, and they added him on a 5-1 vote. Stein was added after the Democratic National Committee unsuccessfully tried to get the Green Party blocked from the state's ballot. The Wisconsin Supreme Court denied that request. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The Packers cut 34 players, put two more, Tyler Davis and A.J. Dillon, on season-ending IR to get to the league-mandated roster limit of 53 players. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They traded for backup quarterback Malik Willis and waived Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt. The Packers also cut kicker Anders Carlson after just one season in Green Bay and retained Greg Joseph to start the season. The players return to the practice field today as they start getting ready for their season opener against the Eagles in Brazil a week from Friday. The Brewers dropped their series opener to the Giants 5-4 at AmFam Field on Tuesday night. Willy Adames and Jackson Chourio both homered, but the Giants went yard three times in pulling out the victory. Yoel Piamps took the loss in relief of Tobias Myers, who started and pitched five innings, allowed a pair of home runs himself.
I definitely would like both of those homer pitches back. That's what good hitters are going to do. They're going to take advantage of those mistakes. But, it was back and forth. I mean, we never give up. Got the tying run on in the ninth. It's just the baseball we play.
Game two of the series is tonight. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Padres over the Cardinals 7-5. Cubs beat the Pirates 9-5. Oakland down Cincinnati 5-4. Third-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team opened their season with a 3-1 loss to Louisville. They'll face top-ranked Texas and number 5 Stanford at the 2024 College Volleyball Showcase this weekend in Milwaukee. Football Badgers season opener drawing closer. They open Friday night at 8 o'clock against Western Michigan at Camp Randall. And a big change could be coming in college football. The NCAA's FBS and FCS Oversight Committee have recommended the sport move to a single offseason notification of transfer window, meaning the spring transfer period would be eliminated. Under the proposal, the 30-day transfer window in December would become the only chance for FBS and FCS players to enter their name into the transfer portal. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get three bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
The Minnesota Twins surrendered four runs in the top of the 10th inning in an 8-6 loss to Atlanta last night. Minnesota trailed by four early, but the Twins scored three times in the 7th and once in the 8th to send the game to extra innings. However, Johan Duran fell apart in the 10th and was charged with his 8th loss in relief. David Fiesta takes the mound for Minnesota against Atlanta tonight. The Minnesota Vikings made a number of cuts to get their roster down to 53 players before yesterday's deadline. The cuts included tight end Robert Toynion and 2022 first-round safety Lewis Cine. Minnesota also placed tight end TJ Hockenson on the PUP list and added edge rusher Gabriel Murphy to injured reserve. Now the Vikings will be able to add players from waivers and craft their practice squad over the next few days. Meanwhile, the Packers finalized their 53-man roster. Anders Carlson was released, which leaves Greg Joseph as the team's week one kicker. Green Bay also waived backup quarterbacks Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt after Malik Williams was acquired from the Titans. Both could land on the practice squad. By the way, the Packers will battle the Eagles in Brazil on September 6th. Week one of the college football season's officially here. Wisconsin starts the year at Camp Randall against Western Michigan Friday night. The Badgers finished 7-5 last year and fell to LSU in the ReliaQuest Bowl.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Fall hunting seasons are looming, so now is the time to enroll in a hunter education course. I'll tell you how you can do that when we return, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to prepare for Badger State fall hunting seasons by taking a hunter education course. Whether you're looking to learn more about firearm safety or simply want to give hunting a try, the DNR has classes available to help you get started. Anyone born on or after January 1st, 1973 is required to hold a certificate in hunter education to purchase a hunting license. The DNR offers multiple course options and locations so hunters can choose the best format for how and where they'd like to learn. First, there's the traditional course, where hunters attend a multi-day, in-person course to learn hunter responsibility and safety through lectures, demonstrations, and practical exercises. There's also the internet and field day option. Students must enroll in an in-person field day course and then complete the online portion before attending the field day. Finally, there's online only for ages 18 plus. Learn more at the DNR Safety Education webpage. Go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Safety Education. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, "How do you sleep at night?" Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day Sale. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets and get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a notebook for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Might I suggest two carts?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and two-pocket poly folders are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/31, in-store only, limit 10, while supplies last.
Forecast for today, decreasing clouds, highs mid-70s, northeast winds at around 5. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 50% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, highs low 80s. For Friday, sunshine, highs upper 70s. Saturday, sunshine, highs low 80s. Clouds across the region this morning, Pepin and Lake City at 68, Wabasha, Nelson, Mondovi at 67, Plum City 64, Ogallee 63. Here at WRDN, we have clouds 62 with Luke Combs. And even though I'm leaving, it's 823.
Daddy, I'm afraid. Won't you stay a little while? Keep me safe, 'cause there's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go. I don't wanna be alone, 'cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me. You can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know you're scared when I'm not here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going. Uncle Sam don't like to wait. He's got a big old plane that's gonna take me far away. I know I act tough, but there's a churning in my gut, 'cause I just can't call you up when things get rough. Before I left, he hugged my neck and said, just 'cause you're leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me. You can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know you're scared. I might be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though you're leaving, I ain't going. Won't you stay a little while? I never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go. I can't do this on my own. There's no way that I can walk this road alone. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me, and you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, boy, I ain't scared. I won't be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going. I ain't going nowhere.
together. I try to think about Shakespeare.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends, ends. Yeah, this is where. Show me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, and Bailey Zimmerman, Where It Ends. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder that the Dunn County Farm Bureau's annual meeting coming up September 17th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Shirley Doan Senior Center in Mondovi, or check that in Menominee. Registration at 7, meal at 7:30, meeting after that. It's the Dunn County Farm Bureau's annual meeting, September 17th, 7 o'clock, Shirley Doan Senior Center in Menominee. All right, let's run down birthdays for today. This singer is the second oldest of the original Osmond brothers, Wayne Osmond, 73 today. Wow. This actor played Marv in the first and second Home Alone movies. Daniel Stern is 67. Olympic Hall of Famer and figure skating gold medalist Scott Hamilton, 66, won four consecutive U.S. championships and a gold medal as well in the 1984 Olympics. Also, actor or actress Jennifer Coolidge is
53 today. Shania Twain, 59 today. Wow. Country singer Jake Owen is 43. Leanne Rimes is 42. She rose to stardom at the age of 13. Can you believe that? And she's 42 now. Wow. Country singer Cassandra Pope is 35 today. Born on this date, former First Lady Lucy Ware Webb Hayes. Born in this date in 1831. She was President Rutherford B. Hayes' wife. Cartoonist Jack Kirby, born in the state in 1917. He created several popular comic book characters, including the Incredible Hulk. Also, Sir Godfrey Newbold Hausfeld, born in the state in 1919. He won the Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine for his part in developing the CAT scan, believe it or not. Born on this date, actress Nancy Culp, born in the state in 1921. She was in the Beverly Hillbillies. Okay. And, of course, she played Mr. Drysdale's assistant. Emmy Award-winning actor and dancer Donald O'Connor, born in the state in 1952. He won a Emmy for the 1950s variety show The Colgate Comedy Hour. Actress Roxy Roker, born in the state in 1929. She was Helen Willis on the television show The Jeffersons. Celebrating birthdays today, Desiree Anderson, happy birthday. Also, Jeannie Reinhart celebrating a birthday today. Haley Hetrick celebrating a birthday today, and an anniversary today, Judy and Greg Sage. So happy anniversary to them. Their names all go into the big giant fishing tackle box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse today for all of your Labor Day holiday weekend needs. They have some great holiday specials this week. Also, our winner will receive a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. Don't forget to use the Dairy Queen app. Earn those reward points and get some great Dairy Queen treats with those reward points, too. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 114 West Main Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
DQ presents how to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Grandpa's barbecue sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's barbecue. It's a classic, reliable, just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Forecast for today, decreasing clouds throughout the afternoon. We'll have highs mid-70s, northeast winds at around 5. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, 50% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs low 80s. Friday, sunshine, highs upper 70s. Saturday, sunshine, highs low 80s. Clouds across the region this morning. And we have 62 in downtown Durant with music from Kenny Chesney and Get Along. It's 8:39.
T-shirt said Virginia is for lovers, had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die, we ain't perfect but we try. Get along. Friend, can't we all get along? Saw a model on a billboard, 1-800-GET-TO-KNOW-ME. Wondered was she photoshopped or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in L.A.? Did she break down in the desert and get stuck beside the highway? Get along on down the road. Get along. Find out when you die, the keys to heaven can't be bought. We still don't know what love is, but we sure know what it's not. Sometimes you got to get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along?
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Kenny Chesney, Get Along. 8:43 on the way. We have our interview with Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss. We're going to talk with the mayor about last night's council meeting. That's coming up next. First, here's Lainey Wilson. Hang tight, honey. Good morning.
Calls my name, baby. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Mondo V. Mayor Brady Weiss, as we talk a little bit about the City Council meeting from last night. Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us. A pretty nice presentation from some of the organizers with Hope for Heroes and Hope for You. I think brought some pretty good information to the council.
Well, a great insight that they came and shared. A lot of the information, I think, was received well here by myself and by the council folks. As you know, I commented there, it's a lot of times we don't know, how to find some people help. Maybe they don't fall under certain categories, or they're not in desperate need, but just in need of maybe some counseling and just an avenue to point them in the right direction. It's, I think, could be used as a resource from our police department all the way down to someone that walks in City Hall. So I think it's a noteworthy organization that's trying their best, and we don't have a lot of that in our area. So also, I mentioned tonight with our presentation with the closure of some of the hospitals, HSHS and some of the outlying Purveya clinics, those were always used as a resource for some of our mental health patients. So I think it was some noteworthy information. I was glad they came in.
Meanwhile, the council did approve the promissory note with the Bank of Alma for $1.5 million. Now, this is kind of just an extension of what we've had in TIF 2?
Yeah, we've been really sitting on these funds. If you look back to 2000, we were in the middle of some major projects here and also staring down some hyperinflation. So what we decided to do then was just hold the note and punt on it. Until we could finish up some of these projects. We see that as probably one of the next major street projects. You know, we've got the highway projects here, you know, potentially taking place with 37 corridor coming up to the Four Corners from the south, and then also working with the DOT to look at Highway 10 going east to west through town, approximately 2 miles of road work there as well. So as far as a city street project, we view this as kind of the next major street project. This kind of leaves the Highway 10 corridor and travels north up into the industrial park and connects back with Highway 37 North Washington Street does. So it's a very used street. And then with the growth that we've seen in the Peso Terrace subdivision as well, you're seeing a lot more traffic on that street. So what we had talked about there is also incorporating some pedestrian sidewalks maybe that would connect with the Mirror Lake area, and then just use that as well for that corridor so you could travel from Dollar General and those homes out, I guess, to the west of there all the way to the downtown area, you know, on either a sidewalk or a path.
Talking with Mondo V. Mayor Brady Weiss this morning. Meanwhile, and I've noticed this when I've had to cover Mondo V. during basketball games, parking on Jackson Street or parking around the Mondo V. school can be a challenge, quote unquote.
Yeah, that's putting it politely. Myself having two kids at the school, I think, and as a parent, we always, you know, face the dilemma of difficulty in parking there. And you know, when it's a day like tonight or last night, Brian, where you have, you know, perfect weather, it's no big deal. But when you're parking a long ways from the school to try to pick the kids up or get to an event, we heard one of the council folks say tonight that they just decided not to go because there was just no place to park there. So it is a concern. So what we want to try to do is, you know, work with the school to try to figure out, you know, what some of the best approaches are there to monitor parking, restrict parking if need be, and then also make sure that we have clear fire lanes in the event that we need to get there with some of our emergency vehicles.
Talking with Mondo V. Mayor Brady Weiss this morning. Meanwhile, with Tourist Park, apparently some of the fees, schedules, and even the fines, at least when it comes to camping, there's ordinances, but some of that stuff's not there.
Yeah, there's, like any municipality, there's sometimes we adopt rules and change rules, but we forget to include the punishment or the fee schedule with that. So, you know, we don't like to administer fines and punishments for folks that don't follow the rules, but we also have to have the legal right to do that. So really what we're doing is just incorporating a fee schedule that says, look, if you're out here breaking the rules, you're going to be subject to a fine or a forfeiture. So that's really what the purpose was there. I will say that, you know, right now the sites that we have out at the Tourist Park, electric, water sites, Very nice sites, great place to camp and recreate. And I think the fee right now is $20 a night to use those facilities. So we're also trying to be reasonable to try to attract people, you know, to come and stay. And we want people to come and stay, but we want people to register at City Hall, pay the associated fee, stay within the time limits that are defined by the rules, and enjoy themselves.
And so hopefully, what, next council meeting, you'll have some of that put together?
I think we'll have it done before that, but it'll be in front of the council for approval. I think it will be very easy at the next meeting.
Wendovi Mayor Brady Weiss, you're listening to WRDN.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Up means a button-down shirt and a good pair of jeans. Wasn't Sunday supper without collard greens. Dad was boss, Christ is king. Friday night was living for them lights to come on. Then I turned to Miller Lights when I turned 21. There's some things about me that I can't change. I'll always be the man that homemade. Seemed to work. Guess my pickup truck must have got to her. Windows down, singing every word of that George Strait mixtape that was homemade. Homemade me love a dirt road. Homemade me crave some ice cold. Homemade sweet tea, only mama knows how to make. Yeah, homemade. Homemade me love a small town. Homemade me wanna settle down. Down in a home. the store. Hey, the good stuff comes from the good Lord. Homemade me love a dirt road. Homemade me crazy, my ice cold. Homemade sweet tea, only mama knows.
Until 6 a.m. Breaking up the dimes and quarters, slinging eggs and ham. Scrambled poached or over easy, coffee black and strong. Jukebox of scratchy records, I play them all night long. Eternal blue neon, we never close. When the world is asleep, darling, come take a seat. You can always eat at Joe's.
Eat at Joe's.
Here comes old Frank Taylor, smelling like old gin. Guess his wife couldn't get him sober. It's up to me again. Here's a hot top on the coffee. Honey, you're a mess. I ain't your wife, I ain't your mama, but I'll do, I guess. Eternal take a seat, you can know.